ABC Radio Australia.
Next on Pacific Beat this morning, it's been 25 years since Papua New Guinea last took part in the World Cross Country Championships, but they will have a nine-strong team on the starting line for the 2023 event to be hosted by Australia next month in Bathurst, a city more famous for motor racing. It'll be the first time that the championships have been staged in Oceania, and the PNG athletes are already in Australia, on the Gold Coast, in fact, finalising their preparations for competition. Carl Evans has been speaking to the president of Athletics PNG, Tony Green, who says while Papua New Guinea certainly has the terrain for cross-country, Queensland has proved to be the ideal training ground.
You might think the terrain is ideal in PNG, but the training environment is not great. It's been good up to a point. You know, the athletes have obviously done a lot of work here. But, you know, for this final period leading into the event, they needed, I think, a change of environment to boost them a bit and some competitions in Brisbane at this time. So it's mainly just to freshen them up and get them motivated.
So this will be the first time PNG has competed at the World Cross Country Championships, which is held next month in Australia in over 25 years. How did it all come about?
Well, we applied a couple of years ago. World Athletics has a program called Athletics Olympic Dividend, where member federations can apply for a project-based grant. And we said, okay, look, we've got this World Cross Country Championships in Bathurst in 2 years' time. You know, it's a good opportunity to develop distance running, put some special attention on distance running, aim to having men's and women's team attend that event. We thought it would raise the profile and the standard of our runners, and, you know, and that'll have benefits for us, obviously, in other competitions as well, like the Pacific Games.
You mentioned the Athletics Olympic Dividend Fund. I noticed the word Olympic, and I know cross country is not an Olympic sport, but I imagine something like this will have roll-on effects to other events like the Pacific Games and even the Olympics going forward in events such as the marathon and 1500. Is that sort of how it works?
Well, we're aiming to have cross country in the Olympics in 2028. I know that's one of the big ambitions of Sebastian Coe, World Athletics president, and they've been pushing for it. So hopefully by 2028, it'll be in the Olympics.
So in terms of how you landed on the Gold Coast, did they boast some really good facilities to help you prepare?
No, it's just a matter of building on existing relationship. We have a very good setup there with Brett Green, no relation to myself, but Brett Green has been our head coach for a last couple of big games we've had. So Brett is based there and he's got other coaches that he works with our athletes in specialist events. And Oceania Athletics are also at the Gold Coast. So that was a logical place for us to base these athletes for this period of final preparation.
Now, I know they've been there since December. There's a fair few distractions up there for young people. How's their preparation been going so far?
Oh, it's been going well. They've got various different things they do on different days, different types of training. I know the Gold Coast does have a lot of attractions, but, you know, it's a tourist destination, obviously. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously good things to enjoy there, but you need money to do that. And obviously, we're a bit limited in what we can provide to the athletes in that respect.
So they'll be competing in Bathurst next month. Will all nine be competing?
We're still finalising positions. There's actually a couple more athletes to be added because we'd like to field teams in three events. For like the Open Men's 10K, to make a team, you need four athletes. Same for the girls. And we'd like to field a relay team. So it looks like we're not going to be able to field a full team of girls. So we might have just three girls and five open men and a relay team.
And just in terms of expectations, I know it's your first time back in the competition in essentially 25 years. What do you hope to achieve?
We know that we're not going to be competitive at the world level, but I think sometimes these events are not just about performance. It's about giving the athletes that experience and, you know, we're building towards other things. We just want them to go out there, enjoy themselves and do their best. We don't expect, you know, anything great.
Out of curiosity, what separates a cross-country race from that, say, a marathon? I know a marathon's very long, but is cross-country more grueling in rough terrain?
Traditionally, it's been a winter sport in Europe. So cross-country has always been seen as a good preparation for a track season. So, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, they have cross-country during the winter, and then they go to track in the spring and summer. It's a different discipline. It is different, but a lot of people do compete in both.
And I suppose if the sport does become an Olympic sport, do you see the sport as something PNG could be competitive with going forward?
Well, at the moment, to be honest, PNG and the islands generally, we're a long way behind the world standard in our distance running. We're closer to the world standard in sprints. So, you know, we've got a long way to go to be competitive in the distance. So it's a matter of, you know, having our own goals and what we want to achieve locally here in the Pacific. You know, the Pacific Games is our Olympics.
Yeah, that's coming up in Honiara later in the year. Tony Green there, the president of Athletics PNG. He was speaking to Carl Evans.